without further ado, let's say hello to Tony Lee. Hello, welcome.
Good morning, Sandy. You know, it's always a pleasure to come and chat with you and to your listeners.
How do you feel about all of this? Have you just opened a can of worms and you can't control now?
Oh, look, before we even get there, let me just, I've got a special request, Sandy, to wish one of my besties, Margie Dear, a happy birthday. It's her birthday today and we're giving her a very, very special present tonight, and that is the fashion show. Margie is going to be one of the models. Her mims, so Bobby and Sky Lockyer, are her mimmies, her granddaughters. They've curated this fashion show. Her daughter, Jubb, and her grandson, Quinton Turner, are going to host it. And she has so many of her family that are going to be models tonight. So it's going to be... It is a homecoming for both Bobby and Sky. You said they come from the Pilbara, but the thing is that they have strong roots. This is their country as well, you know, and their great great grandmother, you know, came from is Nyulnyul, Nimanbur. You know, they're likewise with their great-great-grandfather came from the East Kimberley, Jaru, you know. So, yeah. So very special event tonight. And I hope that, you know, many of your listeners will be able to join us tonight. It is a free event. It starts at 7 here at Galari. And it is going to be absolute magic because I saw the dress rehearsal last night and, these girls have got talent. These girls have got talent. And not only that they've got talent, but those that are going to be modelling, they're not professional, they're from the community, you know, and that is the beauty of all of this. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Maggie dear, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes, what a birthday present. I thought you might have thought we're going to find her something nice. Well, that's going to be a great evening, that.
Yeah, she'll never forget this birthday, I reckon.
Okay, yeah, no, I wouldn't forget it either, especially to have... It being served up by my beautiful grannies.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You're just beaming with radiance, Tony. It's just been a cracker start. Started on Saturday, didn't it?
It actually started on Friday night, but yes. We had a soft opening Friday night, which was just to say hello to our sponsors and our volunteers and close family and friends. Just to give them a bit of a taster for the festival. But the festival really kicked off on the Saturday with our historic Out and Proud parade through the streets of Broome, as well as then the official opening ceremony and welcome that happened here at Galari afterwards. And that was just so amazing. You know, we had over 100 of our elders, our families, our friends, our allies, members of the business community, that came and marched with us. And we didn't know whether we were going to get, you know, a dozen people or we were going to get 20. And even if we only got, you know, a handful of people, we would have succeeded. But to have got over 100 people, you know, this is the first time that we've ever had. I mean, the Kimberley has ever had a Black Pride parade through the streets of one of their towns. And so that was historic. And then the opening ceremony, you know, my brother, your brother, Eddie John, came from Melbourne especially to do that welcome, the smoking ceremony and the welcome here. So, you know, very, very special for all of us and quite momentous, quite historic. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And we had at the official opening ceremony, you know, some over 300 people came through the gates here at Gallare. Yeah. So, Sandy, I am beaming. I am emotional about it. None of us in our wildest dreams would have thought that this was going to be possible, particularly in the first year. And it's just, as each day goes by, you mentioned all of those events that we've already had. It's like, just each time I get, you know, I get blown away by it. I get blown away. Really, I do. And just seeing the way that, you know, different elements, different parts of our community, and I'm not just talking about, you know, queer black mob, but I'm talking about our friends, our families, our elders, you know, our allies, the business mob that have come together. They come together and, you know, celebrate with us, walk with us in solidarity. And that is so beautiful. And, you know, yeah.
And the truck.
Oh, the truck, you know, I mean, yeah, look, thanks to Gallare Building. I mean, they provide us with a truck that we were able to, you know, decorate and to lead the parade, you know, I mean.
And how long is it since something like that's been done?
Look, it's never been done. That's the thing, Sandy. This is history in the making, you know. And not just here in Broome, in the Kimberley, but in Western Australia, there's never been a rainbow black festival like this, you know. There have been, you know, sort of quite specialised festivals, you know, whether it's a drag festival or that sort of thing. But this is 8-9 days of diverse events, you know, different events every single day that will appeal to different people. You know, I mean, like you were saying, I mean, and we talked about it, tonight is the fashion show, and that is, I mean, you know, Bobby and Skylock have, their fashion has graced, you know, the international catwalks. They're accomplished, they're award-winning artists, photographers, videographers, I mean, jewellery makers. I mean, you know, these young women are talented and they're here, they're right here in our backyards, you know. That's the thing. And then tomorrow, you know, we've got movies, First Nations queer movies, you know, not only from here in Australia, which we're wanting to showcase. And I've got to check with your boss, Jodie Bell, to see if we're going to be premiering some of the episodes of Yokai at tomorrow's queer screening night. Yeah, so we're also going to have international queer movies as well. That's a free event. You know, most of our events are free. And the idea, not the idea, you know, that was deliberate, so that accessibility, that participation of, you know, members of the community could be maximized as much as possible. And that, you know, has been through the generosity of our sponsors. And Sandy, you know, I can't stress it enough, is that, you know, this is the first time that we've run this festival, and yet, you know, our sponsors have been extremely generous without a track record, not knowing what this festival would be about. They did dig into their pockets, and their generosity shows. And that's why, as I said, you know, being able to put on quite a number of free events, being able to give quite a number of complimentary tickets to even those events that are ticketed, that are paid for, you know. Yeah, so we've got that on Wednesday night. That's free, you know. Throw a rug down on the lawn here at Gralari under the, you know, beautiful night sky, big screen, lay back and just enjoy the movies. And Thursday night we've got Black Ball's Drag Bingo with Ms. Ida Homo and Madame Anna Shanique, you know, both local grown drag queens that come from our roots here in the Kimberley, you know, that is going to entertain us. And I mean, it is a bit R-rated, I understand, you know, a bit raunchy, some of the things that comes out of, you know, Ms. Ida Homo's mouth, but I'm sure that it's going to be sheer entertainment and we're going to be in stitches. But Sandy, just to also say then, you know, on Friday is, would I say, a bit more serious? So we're having a bit of a talk fest, a symposium, and that's extremely important. Is like, not only, yes, there are all the fun bits, etc., but we need to also talk about what are those things that impact upon us as, you know, gay, lesbian, sister, girl, brother, boys, trans, bi, here in the Kimberley, you know, and that's extremely important. And we've got, you know, some very important, you know, not only just our mob that are extremely important that are participating in it, but, you know, we've got the Minister Beasley that is coming, you know, Hannah Beasley, and she's the minister in the state government that is responsible for LGBTIQA plus matters, and she's going to be responsible on behalf of the state government to develop a strategy, etc. So her agreeing to come to the symposium and to provide us with the opening address is going to be extremely important, along with her federal colleague, Senator Louise Pratt as well, who is representing, is going to be representing the federal government, Minister, Assistant Minister Jed Carney, who is the federal minister that's responsible for LGBTIQA plus matters, as well as our local member, Davina Diana, MLA for Kimberley. Davina's also going to be presenting, and, you know, Davina and her colleagues, her Labor colleagues here in the Kimberley as well as in the Northwest, have been extremely supportive of us from day one. And, you know, there's a whole lot of, I mean, go to the program, you know, go to the program, have a look, you know, that's another free event, as well as then, you know, the big finale will be on Sunday night, the extravaganza dance party. It's a way, I guess, sort of us celebrating together, you know, coming together, enjoying. And once again, you know, we have invited our elders to be part of that and to create a special space for them to be able to participate, you know, but also for young people that are, you know, perhaps unsure, you know, they're still questioning about their gender, about their sexuality, etc. Or those that, you know, aren't able to afford $50, which is what it costs, is that we have complimentary tickets, and please reach out to us if, you know, you'd like to come along and, you know, you've got family, you've got friends, or, you know, you're part of our rainbow community. We'd really love you to be part of it, part of the celebration, to be immersed in it, to feel that joy, that happiness, that love.
Oh, yeah, oh, Tony, you've just made me feel all of it.
You're going to come, aren't you, Sandy?
Oh, man, it's just so lovely being embraced in your company. I'm glad I know you.
Thank you, Sandy. And I'm glad you stopped me in the corridor here and said, have you got a minute to talk on radio?
Yeah, well, there you go. And it's great that you've updated us and we've been able to, oh, well, catch that beam with you.
Oh, look.
To be seen.
Yeah. It It is phenomenal, Sandy. And that is the thing is that we are creating queer black history here in the Kimberley. You know, that's the thing is that, and let me just also say, you know, there's a couple of people I'd like to thank, particularly on radio, because they have been the backbone with me. One is your colleague, Frank Batty. You know, without Frank is, we wouldn't have had a festival. And, you know, and I used to go into his office almost every day and say, Frank, you're going to be here with me. You're going to be here with me. Because if you aren't, we're not going to have a festival. And you know, this is Frank's work as well. So along with our comms guru, Zenica Ayling, who, you know, Zenica has been part of all of this from the day dot, you know, and Zenica has worked tirelessly putting out all those social media posts, contacting the media and all of that sort of thing, taking the photographs, yeah, organizing people, and once again is just being there. And then the other person is Jesse Cousins, and Jesse has, you know, organized an army of volunteers. And without, you know, and this is once again, it's like, Sandy, you know, we've probably got about 50 or 60 or more volunteers for this festival. And that is phenomenal, of people who have put their hands up. And we're still getting more people that are wanting to volunteer. You know, we're saying that we've reached our limit now, you know, but that's the amazing thing. And we've had, you know, not just our own mob, you know, our own community, but we've got backpackers that are likewise, you know, saying, how can we help? How can we help? We've never experienced anything like this, you know, and this immersion in this, you know, fusion of Asian, First Nations, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, queer, rainbow, you know, cultures. It's just amazing, and they haven't experienced that.
Tony Lee, you're amazing.
Thank you, Sandy, and thanks for inviting me once again to
you're welcome.
Talk to and, talk to your listeners, and I hope, some of them, particularly in the Kimberley, might say, I'm going to go down to Broome for the weekend.
All happens on Saturday. Ooh, the big dance ray party to end it all. The festival of all festival, Kimberley Black Pride.
Oh, and I should mention, Sandy, there's a bit of a, let me say, sweetener, is that we've got, Flaunt the Fork, so down the catwalk, and our generous sponsors, Signet Bay Pearl Farm, have given us this beautiful pearl bracelet, and the winner will get this beautiful pearl bracelet from Signet Bay Pearl Farm.
Oh, that's for flaunting the fork.
Yes.
Solid.
Yeah. Thanks.